come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love him.
And your host,
welcome to paradise,
Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests has an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My next guest received a big boost of confidence by being appointed Ventura Fire Chief after serving as acting chief since June. We'll discuss his vision for the fire department now that he's at the helm. Don McPherson is the city of Ventura's new fire chief. He's a 32-year veteran and has completed assignments in most disciplines within the Ventura Fire Department. Within the last 3 years, Don has served as the assistant chief, as I said. Don began serving the local community at the tender age of 15 when he worked at the Youth Conservation Corps in Rose Valley and then at Point Magoo State Park. He also did seasonal work with the California State Parks and started with the Ventura County Fire Ventura Fire Department as a reservist in 1980 at the age of 18. Don has served as fire engineer in 1987, fire captain in 1991, battalion chief in 2002, and was appointed acting chief since the retirement of former chief Kevin Remy past June. Born and raised here in Ventura, Don lives in Ventura with his wife and his two children. His daughter is a senior at Dartmouth College, and his son is a freshman at Channel Islands. Welcome to the show, Don. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in. And first of all, let me congratulate you on your recent appointment as the fire chief. So tell us a little bit about the fire department, because I live here in Ventura. I have a house just down the street from me, but I know very little about the fire department. So give us some background. How many firefighters do we have? What's the breakdown of men versus women? That kind of thing.
You bet. Well, I could take you way back memory lane and say that we started in 1875 as the Monumental Fire Company. In 1878, the Monumental Fire Company gave all its equipment over to the city of Ventura, and thus the Ventura City Fire Department was born over 130 years ago. Since then, we currently operate 6 fire stations, have 72 sworn positions in fire operations, 7 personnel in fire prevention, and we are what we call an all-risk fire department.
What does all-risk mean?
We provide services in all disciplines of firefighting, structural, vehicle, wildland, along with providing hazmat response and inspection. We have an ocean rescue team that works, we work very closely with the state lifeguards and the harbor patrol. During the summer, the beaches are full of lifeguards, full of people. But at 2 a.m., occasionally we have problems off of the pier. People jump off the pier. They try to swim around the pier. And all those other disciplines, the other state lifeguards and such, have gone home for the night.
Well, you say jumping off the pier. That happened just recently. Within the last 2 weeks, we had some numbskull jumped off the pier and tried to swim around.
Yeah, we've had a couple. Sometimes people do it on a bet with their friends that they're going to jump around. Other people have tried to commit suicide off the pier. And usually they end up out in the water, trying to tread water out there, calling for help, or they end up hanging onto a piling on the pier. So we have a real good joint response where firefighters are cross-trained as ocean swimmers. They can go out and jump off the pier, pull the person away from the pier. If Harbor Patrol's on duty, they're on duty till 2 a.m. They bring the boat around, and then we determine whether to swim the person out to the boat or to swim the person into shore.
Well, my guest is Don McPherson. He's the new fire chief here in the city of Ventura. So, Don, you mentioned we have 6 fire stations here. I have one, like I said, down the street from me. But on the east side, there was the fire station number 4.
Correct.
That was closed and has recently reopened thanks to a grant.
Correct.
Talk to us a little bit about fire station number 4. Now that it's back and active, how has that impacted response times by the fire department to emergencies?
Yeah, station 4, that was a big blow for us, closing a station that's been there since the 60s. And with closing that station, that took our staffing levels down to 1974, if you can believe it, staffing levels, when we ran about 1,200 calls a year. Currently, we're running about 12,000 calls a year.
Wow.
The same staffing level. So the closure of Station 4, we try to meet NFPA, National Fire Protection Administration, standards of responding to emergencies within 5 minutes or less, 90% of the time. When Station 4 closed, that dropped our response time in that area from 39% meeting that standard down to 16% of the time we were getting there under 5 minutes.
So more than cut it in half.
Correct. Since the reopening of the station, happy to report that we're up to 51%, even better than what we were before the closure.
Well, then that just makes me question, Don, how did you go from 39% to 51%? That's a remarkable increase.
It is. I think the closure, the silver lining on that, it taught us some things about positioning ourselves a little bit better, a higher consciousness when our response times were really starting to be impacted. Our training schedule, how we move equipment around. So it gave us a real good perspective of overall operations in the city. Now, that response time was impacted more than just Station 4 because there's second in and third in responses. So it really impacted, you know, citywide. During the closure, we were at 47% under 5 minutes. And since reopening, we're back up to 59%.
Well, that is encouraging. Our guest is Don McPherson. He's the new fire chief here in Ventura. And, Don, you were acting as the interim fire chief after the retirement of your predecessor. And now that you are in charge, you're in command at the helm, as I like to say, tell us about your leadership style. I mean, what's your vision for leading the Ventura Fire Department, maybe compared to your predecessor?
I think, first of all, in comparison to Chief Rennie, we both started within a year of each other. And we came up through the ranks. In fact, we were promoted to captain on the same day. And so we had a very similar career path. So I think some of our leadership styles are very similar. Our vision is we were both very concentrated on service, on community service. That's what this business is. We're here to do some very important things, and we're here to hold some hands. And we both felt both of those items are very important. So very similar in the way we look at what we do. My management style, I think, I don't jump in right away. I'm a little more low-key. I like to analyze and watch the situation that's coming across, and if it's staying between my beacons of what I think the path should be, I enjoy watching people bounce around a little bit and, you know, having my other managers, you know, and other people succeed and getting them the ball and run with it maybe in a little bit different way than I would have. But as long as we're on the same path, that's a good thing.
All right. My guest is Don McPherson. So, Don, you've already had one major accomplishment with the reopening of Fire Station Number 4 and the dramatic increase in the response times. I think that's incredible, very positive. What other accomplishments are you hoping to achieve during your tenure?
Well, as we discussed with Station 4, that is a three-year SAFER grant. It's a federal grant that provided us with about $2.4 million to staff the station for 2 years on the federal government's dime, with the agreement that the city would contribute and keep that station open for an additional year and fund it for an additional $1.2 million for the third year. So we're still looking at the end of 2014, when those 3 years are over, of ways in which to keep that station open. There is no simple answer. If it was a simple answer, we wouldn't have had to close it in the first place. And we wouldn't have depended on that SAFER grant. So that's one key item that we're working on right now in my management team, with the rest of my city managers, with the previous city manager and with the new interim city manager. We're looking at different ways and possible different revenue sources, looking across the state, seeing what other departments are doing, other cities are doing to face this item. So we're looking at what we can turn over, and that'll be one of our key projects in the next couple of years.
Can you pull back the curtain for us, Don, and give us some idea of some of the things that you're looking at, or is it just too early to tell?
It's kind of too early to tell. It's interesting looking across the state. You know, I belong to several email sites that give me headlines across the state, and many of the things that people are doing in Northern California and in other areas, we've already implemented that. We have a very, very strong mutual aid relationship here with our neighboring departments, with the County Fire Department, with Oxnard, Santa Paula. We have an agreement with AMR, the local ambulance company, where we have an agreement to where we share some resources and we get some reimbursement for providing paramedics on the engine companies. We have mutual aid response with our hazmat regional response, the ocean rescue we talked about. We do that as a, you know, it doesn't matter really what color fire engine or who pays your salary in this county, as we do service to the citizen, whoever's closest that can provide that service.
And now just a little bit of trivia for those people who like that sort of thing. You mentioned the color of the fire engine. Of course, in the city of Ventura, the fire engines are red. We also see yellow fire engines running around. What's the difference between a yellow and a red engine?
Correct. that came back, for, you know, that's really just choice. There's a whole bunch of studies, I think, back in the 70s that, you know, had the lime green ones and these all these different colors of what's a bright number. We like to certainly feel that fire engines are red, and they're supposed to be red, and ours will always be red. So
good to know. I love traditional. My guest is Don McPherson. He's the new fire chief here in the city of Ventura. And Don, I want to change it up a little bit if I can, because the trend across the country is to look at pension funds of public employees. Now, as the newly installed Ventura fire chief, you're going to be concerned with the welfare of your men and the women serving underneath you, that's for sure. But what is your role as the in the city fire department for pension negotiations? Because it's going to become a big issue, I believe, in 2013 and 2014.
Correct, and it has been. Pension issues continue to be a hot topic. You know, just recently Governor Brown proposed his statewide pension reform, which is still being interpreted, I guess, and probably will for some time, which exactly what it all means and how it impacts us. So I think that'll be the first thing is to wait till that pans out a little bit to see what those issues are and what the impacts are to current employees and future employees. Our firefighters and most all city employees are under a memorandum of understandings and a contract, which most of the contracts in the city will be expiring at the end of 2013 with some extensions into 2014. And at that time, the city will have a probably standard plan, as will the associations and bargaining groups, with how to address that and to where they can come to some common ground. So I will probably be on that. In those discussions, really with my impact of what some of the decisions and what some of the options, what those both financial impacts will be and also some of the operational impacts.
Now, Don, they're coming due next year, 2013. They're all coming due at once, which is both convenient and perhaps a little bit frightening, too, at the same time, because convenient in the sense that, okay, they're all done at once, we get it over with in one fell swoop. That's good. But also frightening from the standpoint of what happens if we reach an impasse in 2013. So I'm going to ask the question, what does happen in 2013 if there's some sort of an impasse with the city firefighters?
Well, we've run into contract negotiations in the past that have gone smooth and some that have taken longer. I will say that there are two separate things between service delivery and contract negotiations, and I fully expect that the citizen on the street will not notice one bit of difference in service level and the performance of any of our firefighters during contract negotiations, whether they're going smooth or whether they're not going so good.
Well said. My guest is Don McPherson, the Ventura Fire Chief. So, Don, shed the light on something for me. You know, what should we as Ventura citizens know about the fire department that perhaps we don't already know?
Well, we often get questioned of why does the fire department do that? Why are you coming out to do this? Our name is an interesting thing. I mean, it's a name that you even hear headlines of. Why are they the fire department? Only 5% of their calls are fires. What we should really be is the emergency service provider of life, property, and environment, responding to medical calls, animals in distress, and anything else. But that won't fit on the door of the engine. So I think people just need to realize that, we are here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to handle your major needs and to handle your little needs. You know, I often refer to us as we are the service of last resort. At 2 in the morning, and Mrs. Smith has a funny smell in her house, and, her family is not in town, we're out there to try to figure out what that smell is in Mrs. Smith's house.
Sometimes we
can figure it out, and sometimes it's just reassuring her that it's not going to burn her house down in the next 2 hours.
And that can be reassuring. My guest is Don McPherson. Don, I'm going to change it up for a more somber note here, because yesterday marked the firefighters across the county assembled to really commemorate the 8th annual ceremony honoring firefighters who have fallen in the line of duty in Ventura County. Who represented the Ventura Fire Department? Tell us a little bit about that ceremony.
That's an annual ceremony, as you described, that recognizes those that have had job-related illnesses and have died in the line of duty. It's located at the government center on the circle at the beginning. There's a police memorial there, and then also the firefighter memorial. It is a sombering event because many of the names on there are people that I worked my career with. We have a couple names from the city. the last two recent ones were both due to cancer, job-related cancer illness. And so it's a reminder to all of us of what we're exposed to and what our job means, and a reminder to all of us that there's a lot of safety gear. Continue to use that safety gear to give us the best chances.
That is great. My guest is Don McPherson. So, Don, last thing, if people want to get in touch with you, they want to learn more about the fire department, maybe they want to learn if the fire department's hiring, what's best way for them to get in touch with you?
Well, we do have our website, like most people do, which is VenturaCityFire.com. On that website, you can get general department information. We can give you fire prevention information. Fire prevention forms are accessible from there to fill out those forms before you come in and take out your permits. We have a Just for Kids section. We've teamed up with the Ventura School District to where once a year, our first one was last year. Coming up here in October, we're having another fourth grade fire safety days to where we bring all the fourth graders down to our training site and expose to them how school and education and math is related to delivering water through hose lines. And so we expose them to much of what the fire service does and how education. And then part of that is they can go to this Just for Kids section on our website, and there's a lot of activities on there for them to do. We have emergency preparedness information on there, and one very important item that I'd like everybody to do is to go to that website, click on the link that says VC Alert. That's where you can sign up. It's a reverse 911 type of system. And you sign up, you put your phone numbers in there and locations, and if there's emergencies near whatever locations you put in, you can put your house in, you can put your kid's school in. That reverse system will call you and alert you of any important information in that neighborhood.
That's very important, and that's VC Alert.
VC Alert, correct.
Great. My guest has been Don McPherson, the new fire chief here in the city of Ventura. Don, thank you so much for coming in the studio and sharing a little bit of your vision about the fire department. We'll hope to have you back in the future.
Bill, it was a pleasure anytime. Thank you.